This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The new legislative session begins today at the state capitol. Democratic leaders say they're focused on affordable housing, health care costs, and access to education. Senate Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez says another priority will be countering potential immigration policies from the new Congress and White House.
Deportations at the scale that the administration has threatened would have devastating impacts on Colorado families as well as our state's economy.
On Tuesday, the U.S. House passed a bill that would authorize deportation for undocumented immigrants convicted of minor crimes, including shoplifting. This story was produced by the Capital News Alliance and funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And we'll have more on today's start of the new legislative session a little later this morning. In southwest Colorado, two men arrested and accused of shooting cattle. CPR's Haley May reports.
19-year-old Javon V. Hill and 20-year-old Leland Hernandez were arrested January 3rd on suspicion of criminal mischief and animal cruelty. Their arrests followed tips from the Crime Stoppers hotline after three cows were shot on grazing lands in Montrose County last month. Two cows died and another was injured. She's expected to survive, but the calf she was carrying may not. Both men were released and are set to make their first court appearance this week. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado has joined the U.S. Justice Department and nine other states in suing six major landlords. The lawsuit alleges the companies coordinated to keep rents high across the country. The companies collectively operate more than 1.3 million rental units in 43 states. Prosecutors allege that the landlords used an algorithm to help set rents and privately shared sensitive information with their own competitors to boost profits. New recreational fees are coming to the Upper Colorado River this summer. The Bureau of Land Management says the fees will support future recreational management. Visitors will now have to pay for campsites, day use, and special recreation permits for float-in river camping. Fees range from $10 for a single vehicle for day use to $75 for group campsites. The fees take effect in July. This is CPR News.